I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 13th and 14th of 2018. In addition, we produce the quarterly previews, and the next one is coming up on March. You know, I just updated the dates, so let me take a quick look to make sure I give you the right date. I think I'm getting ready to give you the wrong date. So it's the last Friday of March. I believe it's the 30th. It's Good Friday, and it'll be a Good Friday for all the rest of us as well. Yeah, March 30th, 2018 at the Monterey Elks Lodge. So that'll be the next quarterly preview. So that'll give you the months of April, May, and June. So get on the email list of goodvibrationsradio.com and rhodapsychicfair.com so you can be informed of all these ongoing events and stay engaged with what's happening. Make sure you make it a part of your annual journey to stay informed. Well, here we are. It's the fifth day of February. Punxsutawney Phil apparently saw his shadow. They said we're going to have six more weeks of winter, but then I guess they have something else in Long Island that said we're not going to have six more weeks of winter. Who knows? We're the only country in the world that relies on a rodent to tell us about when the weather is going to change to spring, but we deny climate change at the same time. So who knows what's going on in the minds and hearts of men in this country. But it is the fifth day of February. Now, this is also... Tomorrow is the first day of the Tiger Month, and the Tiger Month is when the actual Chinese New Year begins, even though Chinese New Year's is celebrated on the 16th of February. So get ready for a shift in the energy. I'll talk a little bit more about the shift from the rooster to the dog a little later in the show, but for right now, most of you know I love to start with a little day by day from James Allen. In 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted all of us to know that even though our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs have created our present reality, our future reality is not predestined by our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs. Each day we have an opportunity to shift the way we think, to shift our beliefs, to shift our habits, to create a new future, a new reality. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into little segments for each day of the month, so that you can digest those little tidbits as you go through. And for the fifth day of the month, he tells us to read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. Speaking of right books, although I don't know if it's a right book, I've been slowly reading Fire and Fury, the book written by Michael Wolff about President Donald Trump. And one of the interesting things about not only Donald Trump, but the circle around him is many of them don't read books. Now, here's something that happens when you read a book. When you read a book, you take in information that goes into your mind and you start thinking about it, even if you're not consciously thinking about it. It starts attaching itself to information you already know. It gives you new ways of thinking or reasoning or understanding those things in your world. It expands your entire way of looking at things. The less you read, the less likely that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's not something that happens from TV, from watching TV news. It's not even necessarily something that happens from your social media context, because those are snippets. And what we tend to do there is take those little pieces of information that already agree with our worldview and attach them to ourselves as if they're reinforcement of what we already believe. But when we read, we're introduced to ideas of a variety, and that variety is what expands our ability to see things in new and different ways. So read the right books. People are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. There was a speaker by the name of Charles Tremendous Jones who used to tell everybody at every presentation that we would be the same person 5 years from now, except for the people we meet and the books we read. Now, the people we meet may still come and go throughout that five-year period, but the books we read stay with us and give us ongoing understanding of information and situations that the people we met may not. So once again, you want to shift your thoughts, shift your habits, shift your beliefs, shift your reality. Take a look at what you're reading. And speaking of reading, every day I take a little snippet from the Daily Word put out by the Unity Christian Corporation. They put out a book that for each day of the month has a little bit of an affirmation or a positive thought to help focus and reframe what may be going on in your mind. And for Monday, February 5th, it says, "My body is energized by the healing life of spirit. Divine life is healing energy abiding within me." That's an important thing for all of us to remember, especially those of us who are going through physical ailments or physical issues, to remind ourselves that we are the healing agent of whatever is going on within us. Whatever is wrong with us is also a result of those past thoughts, habits, and beliefs. And whatever we can shift to be the right thing with us and become the healing energy that we're expecting. That leads us into our segment for today. Kirilani is a healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot, and a bridge of light. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insights and transformation to her clients, and she's an alchemist with essential oils and teas and color, providing those custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves to empower the personal vibrations of her clients. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment the first Monday of every month, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar, and happy February to everyone. This is really a happy new year kickoff of the pure energy of 2018, because our December and January serve as previews of the year, but February we kind of launch fully into this energy, and it's a year that's all about unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. It's the energy of Christ consciousness elevating beyond suffering, beyond sacrifice. So it's an energy and a year all about service and redefining what service means, redefining how we can share our unique and talents and gifts and abilities that we discovered last year in 2017 in this beautiful year. And we start every year with the energy of February being about balance and love. So February this year is really all the flavors of love. It's personal love. It's love of family and friends and community. Lover's energy, partner's energy. It's also self-love. And it's that universal love of this energy of the year. So if you forget everything that I say about the go with the flow today, remember that February is all about love. And uniquely, those vibrations coming together for February this year are actually the vibrations of God, also the vibrations of dog. So if we say, well, what animal expresses the most unconditional love out there? I would say dogs are right up in the top 10. So use them as your mentor. Use them as your guide. Use them to help learn how to love others unconditionally. And cats probably teach how to love themselves unconditionally. But whatever it is in your world, find that mentor. It might be in a friend. It might be in a family member. It might be in a pet. But find something that inspires you, because this year is all about inspiration. And February, with all those vibrations of love circling us, at each moment, whatever comes up, our answer to that stimulus, our answer to that trigger, is always the question of whether we're going to choose love or we're going to choose fear. We're going to choose to open our hearts or we're going to choose to close down. So in the month of February, and we won't have this configuration with this vibration of God until 2029, am I doing that right? Let's see, 2027. We won't have it again until then. So it's one to make the most of for kicking off this year, because we're now in the creative cycle of the year. So every thought we think, every action we take, every emotion and feeling sets those seeds, plants those seeds for what we will be harvesting when we get to the latter part of the year. So if we plant seeds of love in February, it's really setting the stage for the most glorious and beautiful year. If we step away from love, and when we do that, that's when we're out of balance. So if we look in our life at our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies and realize how differently they behave and react when we're in balance or we're not in balance, it's a good exercise as we go through this month, when you catch yourself to be off balance, to bring yourself back to love, bring yourself back to balance. So on the physical body, what are signs that we're out of balance? Well, getting sick, any kind of diseases, aches and pains, are all signs that we're out of balance. Because when we are in balance, our physical bodies naturally have a propensity toward health, naturally have a propensity toward coming back into homeostasis, into balance. So if you find yourself out of balance, and that could be from the things we've talked about, it could be tripping on things, or I tend to run into the wall because I'm kind of off in my head and forget I have a physical body. Those are the times to stop and breathe and center in our hearts. Even our breath will show us if we're in balance or out of balance. If our inhale is longer than our exhale or vice versa, we're out of balance. So you can come back into a natural state of balance by doing simple breathing exercises, even something as simple as you can stop the air, plug your nose on one side and breathe in, and then change sides and exhale, and just keep doing those alternating breaths from each nostril. That will help balance the physical and the mental bodies. So how do we know if our hearts are in balance? Well, we use our emotions as a barometer to know if we're in balance or not. So if we're reacting to things, if we are feeling hurt or offended or angry. Those are examples of where we're probably out of balance. It's time to kind of go back to the basics in February, because balance is kind of this fundamental building block that all the other higher vibrations require as an essential ingredient. How do we know if we're out of balance in the mental body? If we're reacting to things, if we're feeling anxiety or stress, those are all signs that we're going into fear versus choosing love. So in this month, as everything progresses, know in each moment and each day, if you can just build up each day the ratios a little bit more of when we're in balance, we build up reserves, we build up resilience, and we're able to handle bigger and bigger things with grace. We can handle bigger and bigger things with more love. And when we do that, there's just so much more flow. We come up with better solutions. We come up with better ways of doing things, smoother, gentler ways of doing things. So our February this month is just full of really wonderful opportunities vibrationally, but I first wanted to share with people some of the tools that they can use to tap into those vibrations of love, that vibration of balance. And if you use these proactively, it can help you stay in balance versus falling out of balance and then trying to get back in balance. So think of it as this a dynamic balance. Similar to surfing a wave or skiing, something that is balanced while moving at a really accelerated speed. Because coming out of last year, it was a fast year. We're going to keep moving at this accelerated pace. So you're not getting these pauses and breathers to stop and catch your breath and balance. For most people, we're going at a pretty good tilt, and so that alone, just with the speed, can help pull people off balance. But that back to the basics of breathing, opening our heart, being in a place of gratitude, all of those bring us back into harmony, back into that resilient space. So some of the tools you can use to align with the vibrations of February with this balance and personal love, our aromatherapy would include peppermint. Now, peppermint, I love this one for February because it is the oil of a buoyant heart. And they even counsel that peppermint can be overused. You can use it as a way to escape dealing with whatever emotionally you need to transform. But it is a wonderful pick-me-up. And they're even finding people can use this, particularly if you're an emotional eater. People can use the peppermint oil to, it kind of triggers a satiation factor and let you really assess whether you're truly hungry or you just need comfort. You just need that stimulus. You just need that little internal hug. So think of your peppermint as a hug in a bottle and let it buoy your heart up. Let it allow your heart to arise and expand and come from a place of love. So I love the peppermint for this month. The patchouli, now this is the oil of physicality. So if you feel like your physical body is out of balance, it is very grounding. It's very stabilizing. Think of it like a tree where you're growing roots and you're really connecting with Mother Earth and that love of Mother Earth. So the 60s were popular. Patchouli was quite popular in the 60s. And part of that was that opening the heart to love, opening the physical body to feeling love. Then we have rosemary. Now, rosemary is a really good one for people who are going through a lot of change in their life, and they're in a state of transition, and their minds really need to be able to balance and catch up with where they are and where they're going. So rosemary for the mental body for balance, And then helichrysum is another really good one for the physical body. If you are in pain of any kind, it helps with dealing with that underlying emotional and physical pain. Now, helichrysum is a tree, so it also has that very grounded, rooted quality. It's great for dealing with physical bruises, but also kind of psychic and emotional bruises to help go in and let those truly heal. The next one is black pepper. And I love this quality of black pepper. It is the oil of unmasking. And we put so much energy as children into learning how to get by in the world. And in doing that, we learn that if we truly express our feelings and who we truly are, that frequently that leads to rejection or in some cases punishment, and that it's not safe necessarily to express all of our feelings and our truth. Black pepper allows us to go in and release those masks, or release all of those suppressed emotions and the facades that we've put up to learn to be loved. And in a month that's all about learning to love, and that really starts with loving ourselves unconditionally, because this is a year about unconditionality. Can you imagine the quality of your relationships with other people if you can come from a place of truly loving yourself unconditionally? So this is the month to go back in and work with the inner child and really assure your inner child that you do truly love them and let go of any of that pain that you're still carrying with you. The black pepper and the helichrysum help with that, to come back to the authentic truth of who you are. And the coriander also in ties with that integrity of self on the emotional body. And finally, ginger. Now, ginger comes in so many forms. You can get ginger tea. The ginger essential oil is really wonderful and powerful. You can use it in cooking or in a diffuser, or drop a drop in your water, or just drop it in hot water for tea. It is the oil of empowerment. So it's allowing you to harness all of your power, to summon your courage, to live from a place of love, from your authentic self. So really powerful tools to work through, work with this month. And I love working with the doTERRA essential oils because they're very pure, they're certified therapeutic grade, and they work really well on all of the bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. They really take you on a healing journey. So if you're interested in learning more about the oils, you can reach out to me at 831-760-6168. That's 831-760-6168. Or you can reach me by email at kirilani@prodigy.net. And some of the other tools I like to work with are crystals and stones, citrine and labradorite, and smoky quartz all work for that energy of the six. And citrine is really kind of a magic stone because it allows you, or crystal, it really never needs to be cleansed. It really has the power of helping other crystals cleanse. So the citrine is really very powerful, and I think it helps remind us of that energy of the Christ consciousness because it has this beautiful golden color. So I love the citrine. Labradorite is a great one too because it catches the light and is kind of a color shifter. And that's part of tapping into that energy of love, that there's all these facets of love that we want to open and explore and not put into boxes, but just to feel the full spectrum of love as one. You know, this year is all about light. And when we had our vibrational infusion on Saturday night, one of the exercises we did was really connecting with that light within us and then giving ourselves permission. Just invite that feeling to translate, to feel the love that the light is, because the light and love are one. But for some people, I know for me, it's easier for me to connect with that source of light within than sometimes it is to connect with that as love. So for whatever it is for you, play with that switching, that they're two sides of the same coin. Really, did the love beget light or did the light beget love, right? So back to this being a powerful month with the vibrations of God. When they said God is love, that was truth, because vibrationally that really is what it comes down to. So a couple of other things on tools to work with. We talked about different animal totems, and tied to the six, we talked about the cat. The cats are good examples of self-love in the world. I've shared with listeners before my previous cat who has passed to the other side now, Magi. She taught me a lot about self-love. And when you look at some of the other ones that are on the list for tying with the energy of the six of the personal love is dolphins. You know, dolphins are amazing examples in the world of love. They spend their day in a meditative state, really connecting with that universal love. And they live in harmony with their families. And they live in harmony with their mates. And they love each other, and they make love all the time, right? So it's a wonderful example. I put dolphins on the cover of our vibrational infusion because it was like, what a great lesson and teacher for us in the world. And then otters and the playfulness that the otters bring. So just thought that those were a couple of extra things that people could work with as they go through February. So here we have then, if we look at some of the special days that we have to work with, it's going to be a year where we have a lot of a powerful energy flowing through. And we kicked off the year on January 31st with that amazing full moon that was a super moon. It was also a blue moon, and it was also a lunar eclipse. Well, lunar eclipses vibrationally accentuate what we came into this life to learn. And their partner, the solar eclipse, accentuates what we came here to share with others. What is something that we said when we got this life, I will be strong enough in this that I can be a good example. I am willing to share with others the best way of approaching this. So when we get up to, so the lunar eclipse was in Leo. So Leo has all this wonderful fiery energy. So if you noticed, people were, their emotions were getting kicked up with this full moon. And then we go forward to, let's see, on the 15th is going to be the solar eclipse in Aquarius. Well, Aquarius is inviting us on that day really to awaken to this age of Aquarian transformation. So the Aquarian solar eclipse is all about detachment, being willing to detach from what has been in the past to transform and create something new going forward in the future. So that's a very powerful day. Go ahead and star that on your calendar. And then if we look at some of these other opportunities, on the 6th, so tomorrow is a big day, it's got this wonderful energy of clarity and wisdom flooding in. So a good day to meditate, because it's asking you to take that clarity and wisdom use it to liberate your heart and mind with the truth of who you are. So it's really a day of awakening and opening up to that unconditional love. So then on February 11th, we have a great portal of new beginnings, of union, through an open and loving heart. So we talked about the 15th and then the 16th, very powerful day for manifestation and using our the wisdom of our spirit to help manifest a new way of being. It's really a vibrationally coded day for awakening down to the RNA and DNA level, that it's reminding us that as above, so below, that if we allow our life to be a full realization of our soul, that that's what we're here to do. And then on the 17th, another really big day. So this day reminds us that we are the seed of God, that we are the bridge between heaven and earth, and allowing that to manifest, unfold, and to that seed to come out of the seed and start to germinate and bloom and thrive. And then on the 20th, another one of these portals of new beginnings. And let's see. Oh, and then the 24th, we have another day of awakening, and awakening to the light of love. So we talked about the vibrational tools with the aromatherapy. We talked about them with some of your animal totems and stones to work with. The other thing I love to work with is color. And the colors for February are gray and seafoam and forest green. And we see those around the Monterey Peninsula. You can see the gray of the sky when the fog rolls in. You can see the deep greens of the forest. You can see the edge of the waves when you go down and walk on the beach and catch that color of the seafoam as the sun shines through the wave. So use those, whether it's spending time out in nature. It's a great way of getting yourself back into balance, is to just simply spend time in nature. You know, one of the ladies on Saturday was reminding us of the power of earthing. And Howard Strauss used to talk about this, that just that spending 15 minutes a day with your bare feet on the earth, and it's been so warm lately, it's like we're having our tropical summer in the middle of February. Take advantage of it. Go outside barefoot and scrunch your feet in the grass, or just spend a few minutes really connecting with the earth. And that will help bring your whole system back into balance. You know, we spend so much time indoors in front of the computer, in front of TVs, on the cell phones, all of that electromagnetic frequencies, and our antidote is right outside to just spend that time with the earth. And if we look at the sacred geometry present in nature, and look at the Fibonacci spiral, which kind of represents that energy of February of the 6th, that is a show of nature in balance. So if we can go ahead and use those tools and play with them, see what works for you, because what works for me one day may be different the next day. And some days I may try everything in my arsenal, and I may still be a little bit out of balance. And that's okay, because we're all learning. So just experiment and try and see what works for you. And know that at the end of the day this month, it's all about opening our heart more and more and more to love. And if you're finding one of those days where none of the tools seem to be working, right, and you still feel out of balance, then it's go back to that self-love thing. Go inside and ask your inner child to come forward and to talk to you and share. Because it usually comes out that it's one of these old things that's finally ready to come to the surface, that you can shine that clarity and wisdom that we have running through this month, like a beautiful warm light on something that maybe has been wounded for a long time, and allow it to come to a place of healing and forgiveness. That's really what February ends up being about. So Solazar, that is a lot of information, but we had a lot of good stuff going on in February. So wanted to turn it over to you, see if you have any thoughts to share on that.
Well, just a couple of things related to the full moon lunar eclipse is that that entire process, to add on, I'm not sure you quite said this, was really about purging and releasing. It's a powerful energy that continues on until the next eclipse, until the solar eclipse. So it's going to purge and release things from our lives that no longer serve our higher selves. And that's important when you talk in terms of relationships, because this year is not only about improving the relationship with yourself and others, it's about getting rid of relationships that don't serve you. And people need to look at that. It's not, don't put on your rose-colored glasses and just say, go love the world. Recognize that the world contains people that you may say, I'm going to love you as a person, but you don't have to love them in your life. And that's really an important part to healing. And the other aspect, when you were talking about the inner child woundings, you said something that was both correct and incorrect, in the sense of, you said they may be those old woundings. Actually, all of our inner child woundings, of course, are our old woundings. They're things that we may have touched around the edges of, but we've never fully healed. And so they will come up. They'll get triggered by things, especially this full moon lunar eclipse was a powerful time, really, for things to come up when you said people were emotional. But it would be good if, when things came up for people, they had an awareness that they were being triggered by things, and to find the course of not what someone said or didn't say or did or didn't do, but more of, why do I feel that when somebody says something like that? Why do I feel that defensive? Why do I feel that reactive? And that's the gets to the heart of their inner child wounding. So I agree with all that. And since this is the year of the brown earth dog, which, again, depending on how people approach their Chinese astrology, it's either, I misstated it earlier, it's either today or they celebrate the new year on the 16th, but generally it's the start of the first day of the tiger month as the Chinese New Year. And the dog is the 11th sign, and it's about earth. When you talk about the earthing and getting in touch with nature, the best way to have a relationship with yourself and with others is to be grounded. And so going back to earthing yourself, releasing yourself. And this is not a year for quick action. We should not do anything abruptly or radically. We should do it after careful, watchful action. And that's important. It's not going to be as our rooster year was, a little quick, sometimes a little frenetic. If you can think about a rooster running all over the yard. Somebody recently posted on Facebook a picture of a rooster chasing a little child. It reminded me of when I was a little child and my grandfather's chickens chased me all over the yard, and he finally caught them and kept them from chasing anybody out of the yard ever again. But I still remember that, because they're just relentless, and that's our rooster year. All of that rapid change, that quick insertion, that shifting of one thing to the other. The dog year is a much more grounded year. It's a much more level year, and that will help all of us kind of catch our breath a little bit. And for those who recall from the quarterly preview that the month of February was also represented by the tarot card of XX, or Roman numeral 20, known as Beyond Illusion in the Osho Zen Tarot. And it's about, don't look outside for what's already contained within. And I think that goes very clearly with your message about the month in itself. It said, let every act be an act of love and worship. Learn from the past. Try to approach new things and approach your healing with love. And that's the love towards self, and as well as the love toward others. It's not about retribution. It's about releasing. As Buddha said, all of our suffering in life comes from our expectations of things being other than what they are. And once we accept things as they are, we lose a lot of the suffering that we go through in life because it's created by us, by how we approach things. So in a traditional tarot deck, this same card would be the card of judgment. And so it would get into that idea of learn to be discerning, learn to be judging, learn to pay attention to what's happening in your life and see it through a new set of eyes. Don't see it through the same old way of. It's a new perspective. And what you see, what you judge, is really only an illusion that we've created within our mind. So it's good as we go forward to release some of our past habits and thoughts and ways of approaching things. But it also is good to release some of those who really have been a part of our lives that no longer serve us in our lives. And that's really important for all of us to take a look at how we've contained or maintained those relationships.
But that's wonderful that it's the dog year, and we were talking about, you know, dogs being really good examples of unconditionality and unconditional love. So I kind of like that connection too.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to the Chinese years, you can always, I think it's very easy to visually understand what the energy is meant to be of that particular year. And there's two things about the dog year. It's the brown earth dog year. So, you know, just put that, how much more grounded could you be being asked to be this year? How much more grounded can you be in your approach to things? And so right now we're still, as I said, reacting from that full moon lunar eclipse. We're still going on. We're going to have Venus going into Pisces later this week. But that's for later this week, and it's just going to shift, you know, just shift some of the energy of Pisces to be more watery. But this is a year of each of us getting in touch with ourselves, our relationship with ourselves, honoring and respecting ourselves, and also expressing that out into our relationships with others. So that was it. Kira, did you have anything?
And what has Mercury been doing? Because communications has been strange. And devices for communications have been doing wacky things.
Well, Mercury, if I recall, I thought Mercury's in Capricorn. And that's a good place for it to be because that's a very good grounded place. It's not currently retrograde. I don't think it goes retrograde till March. I don't think there's a Mercury retrograde. Yeah, March. March 22nd, I think, is the first Mercury retrograde of the year. So what you could consider that it's doing with a lot of the things going on, going back to what Joyce shared astrologically, and that's why this lunar eclipse calls all the way back to August, even though I know there's discussions other ways. But that August series of eclipses that we had were very much about rebooting the system. The January eclipses and the August eclipses are kind of rebooting and recentering and rebalancing everything. So I think that would affect the communications quite a bit, because it's going to start looking at things and saying, if they're not operating as they should be operating, we're going to reset them and start going back. This is about restoring some structure, some organization, some routine into everything that was taken apart by that Uranus-Pluto square that we've suffered through since 2011 and 2012. That we were going through that was tearing up the foundations of things and everything that we learned to rely on. It took those things apart. And these eclipses are working to restore that. And this month, I don't recall the exact day, but I think it might be later this week. Finally, the last aspects of that Uranus-Pluto square are done. they're nowhere near anywhere that could be considered a square. And since they're outer planets, it takes longer than inner planets. But that being said, we're getting back to maybe getting some structure back into the world around us. And I think that that's probably what you saw with the Mercury or the communications. But it wasn't a Mercury direct thing because, as I said, Mercury went into Capricorn back in January on the 11th and has not hit a retrograde and won't until March.
Well, I think, okay, so that helps me a lot because I think it's almost like there's a mental rewiring going on with a lot of people.
Yes.
And I think that ties into what you were talking about with the purging and, yeah, going all the way back to the summer. It's this whole series pattern that is driving a lot of change.
Yeah, and Lily shared with me about, like, the council said it goes back to last February's eclipse and a blood moon in March, and I can see that, but it's really eclipses, pairs of eclipses. We always know that a solar eclipse is always paired with a lunar eclipse. And generally, in almost all cases, not always, the solar eclipse and lunar eclipse pair are a callback to the bookend of the preceding lunar eclipse and solar eclipse pair. So if you think of bookends on a bookshelf, they create, you know, they create whatever structure happens in between them is kind of the input going forward. You know, they create an energy together. And that's what we're seeing here is a big shift to kind of get us back into a sense of organization and order. And I think the rewiring is a great way to look at that. Because people are going to, everybody's going to start seeing things differently. I've even, you know, when I talk about relationships, I've dropped longtime friends on Facebook because of their posts. Because in my life, I don't feel that I have room for lies and deceit. So if someone, and I'll be very clear for the listeners, if somebody wants to post some BS article from some conservative site that is essentially filled with lies to say that, you know, Donald Trump has, you know, rebuilt the Leaning Tower of Pisa and he's responsible for all the great wonders of the world and, you know, Obama needs to be indicted and put in federal prison, and they've got all these ridiculous memes that they come up with that are not, they're not facts, you know, they're just not facts. I don't care if they want to have a different opinion politically, but when they want to post things like that, I don't have room in my life for those types of lies. That's not the same as having a different political opinion. And the polarity that we have in the country is driven because one side, and one side is an over-exaggeration, but one side likes to use falsehoods to build a case. And the other side is at least attempting to use the facts, even if sometimes they misrepresent them. But for the most part, facts are neutral. They're like energy. Facts have no opinion, no political affiliation. They're just facts. And so I've started cutting people out and stopped dealing with people because if it requires energy for me to maintain it or sustain it, then it goes back to, am I giving the right energy to myself? And in this month of self-love, I think it's important for everybody to consider that. This month of love. You know, if you're giving more love externally than you're giving to yourself, you're not in balance, as you said. If you're giving all your love to yourself and to no one else, you're not in balance. You've got to find that balance. Recognizing that at any given moment, we're never in full balance. We can only give attention to something at a certain time, which means something else doesn't get attention. But I like to share with my clients that balance is all about not letting the important things become ignored because you have to give attention somewhere else at a point in time. That's what balance is. Don't let them atrophy. And that includes ourselves, and that includes the other relationships in our life. That may be more than you asked for in that response, but...
I liked it.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to throw into the mix?
I'm just scanning.
Okay, I was going to say, for those who don't do it also, I would recommend one of the things that has come up in the metaphysical community more and more. It's always been there, but not everybody does it. You may do some of this when you're doing your monthly things that you refer to on Saturday, but find ways of having more meaningful ritual in your own life, regardless of what it is. And you don't have to make it like it's an absolute so that you turn it into some rigid structural thing that, my God, my day is shot if I don't do this ritual. But try to find those moments when you talk about earthing, you talk about connecting, but also find those ritual moments through the day to have that little ceremony, whether you do it with aromatherapy or you do it with a tea or you do it with an affirmation or a prayer. Instead of just doing them, try to do them as a form of ceremony. Try to add more of that structural spiritual practice to your life wherever you can, without being rigid.
I'm very much
against that, you know, against the rigidity. But it's coming up more and more, I notice, in a lot of what I'm seeing, where more people are talking about, bring ritual. But again, bring your own ritual.
Yeah, and it can be just a level of mindfulness of when you do something, to do it fully with intention, to be fully present, to be fully there when you do it. And that alone is really, in our society, almost a form of ritual now, to give your full attention to something because we're so scattered. But that's summoning then all your power and putting that focus. And then if you open your heart a little while you're doing that, that becomes ritual, right? And
yes.
I realized that's the thing that I wanted to add is... what I'm finding in this February is if each day you can, even if it's just one thing, you know, one little kindness with another, we need to remember that we're in a millennium that's all about relationships and communication and diplomacy and connection and partnership with each other. And the more we can reach out and build those bridges with each other, strengthen each relationship, that, to your point, Solazar, that is like the ones that have the potential, right, that have the juice to them. And it may just be something as simple as saying thank you to someone or expressing your appreciation for them being in your life. But this is a good month to be doing that, to open those doors of the heart a little bit wider every moment. And it's a way of being in service, right? So every time we approach a situation with choosing love instead of fear, we're in service. Every time we choose to express kindness to another, we're in service. Every time we choose to express ourselves authentically and be a good example in the world, we're a service. And this month is all about service. This year is all about service. So for all of us, let it be a good kickoff to the year.
Well, and I would just add in that people can actually exercise the affirmation that says, I practice loving kindness in all interactions. And just take that as your mantra for the month of February to use and to remind yourself that it's, again, when I was saying about relationships, you said something there just there. That wasn't quite what I meant to get across. It's just you don't need to invest in giving when it's just a taking from other people. But that doesn't mean you don't love that person. There's kind of a difference. And those are the things that you have to look at and say, can I spend spend all the time having this taken from me, you know, because that's not loving to me. That's what I'm trying to get across. And there was something you said that what I don't remember now, and that may not be what you meant. But I think living, exercising loving kindness in all interactions is a mantra that helps remind us that that's what we're trying to do, period, regardless of who the person is.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's a good one for the month.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again for all that you've shared, and you've let people know how to contact you. Any additional events that you wanted to bring up or mention?
Well, you mentioned quarterly preview. That's probably the next thing coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is a year. doTERRA is doing a special promotion for the start of the year that runs through February. So if you're interested in starting to use the essential oils, this is the best time of the year to go ahead and get involved, because there's some special promotions for the beginning of the year that if you spend, I think it's 100 PV this month and 100 PV next month, you would get $100 of product credits for free. So it's one of the most generous offers in the year. So if you're interested, give me a call, 831-760-6168.
Okay.
Thanks, Solazar, for everything you do on the show. It's just nice to be able to have a forum where people can hear about the energy and all that you share about the astrology and the folks that you bring on the show.
Well, thanks so much, Kira. Thanks for joining us. And I want to remind folks that actually the Circle of Light is holding a special event on the 16th. It's called Laws of Attraction in This New Millennium, with Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew. And they will be at the naturally at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aquajito Road in Carmel. Doors open at 7. General admission, $16. Seniors and students, $13. I'll actually be putting out more about that next week. And you can always contact Seventh Awakening to find out more information about that. So I want to thank you all for listening. Good Vibrations Radio will be back next Monday with Dr. Arnie Buss. And speaking of listening, about interpersonal communications and the ways of actually communicating more effectively in all of our relationships. And that'll be 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you again for listening. Take the lead in your life and turn it into gold this week. Many blessings. Namaste.